for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Glenn Miller is the speaker of the morning.
There's a presence here that is different this morning. It's quiet and reverent. There's a reverence to God here this morning, to the Lord Jesus. And in that, the Lord is searching the hearts of those that are here. He's seeking those who truly are interested in following Him. Praise you, Jesus. You know, if we were deterred by being spoken against, we would have closed up and said goodbye long ago. But we do not accept or receive that, because the word of the Lord brought us here, and the word of the Lord is what keeps us. And it's true about unbelief. All of us need deliverance from unbelief. And we found a lot of things we find out in deliverance and then find the truth of them. When you're working in deliverance, the demon, now I don't believe in carrying on conversations with demon spirits. If they speak out of somebody and talk to you, probably a sovereign act of God to teach you something. But I don't believe in sitting there then and trying to inquire of them. But we had one time that told us that it was unbelief and that it killed more Christians than death. And that makes sense. I won't let them believe that they're healed. I won't let them believe the word. I kill more Christians than death because unbelief. And that's true. When you consider that, we thought, how true, how true, how true. Lord, help us to get the unbelief out of us so that we cannot be affected by that spirit of unbelief. Let's turn over to Romans chapter 11 and study for a little while what God is doing in the midst of the earth and His people, and see where who we be. Romans 11, verse 1. I say then, hath God cast away His people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away His people, which He foreknew. Would ye not, what the Scripture saith of Elijah, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and digged down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Hallelujah. Even so then, at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. I believe that in the middle of all the children of God, that there is even in that there is a remnant that seek and are seeking first the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Out of the multitudes that say they're Christians, in this end time, yet there are who want Jesus more than anything else. And I hope and pray that everyone that hears the sound of my voice, either here or by tape, shall determine that they want to be part of that remnant that the Lord is calling. John chapter 14. You know, a remnant, I think it was Nina here, who some one of you gals came up with about a remnant not too long ago. And there's and on a piece of material, there's two remnants. For Sister Johnson, Lily. But on a piece of material, there's two remnants. There's the first remnant that you cut off at the beginning. That remnant was found on the day of Pentecost in the upper room. And that remnant went forth to declare that Jesus is Lord to all the known world. And they heard that Jesus was Lord. And then at the end of the piece of material is the other remnant, the last piece on the bolt of material. We've come down to the end time, the time of the last remnant, to stand forth and declare in the face of all opposition that Jesus is Lord, that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And help us to get within us a knowing that I know, that I know, that I know, that I know that Jesus will hear and answer our prayers. Because we confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. In John 14, verse 12, Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall you and I do also. And greater than these shall you and I do, because I go unto my Father." So Jesus himself is what we have to stand on, that we can declare to Satan, "It is written," that the Lord gives us authority and power to do these things, because it is written, Satan, and Jesus said that we shall do them. And we can stand in that place and declare that to be so. Now, God has always, from beginning, had a remnant. Noah was a remnant out of the old civilization. Then he pulled Abraham out, and Abraham was a remnant, all by himself. Went out, didn't know where he was going, just went because God told him to go. Left everything that he had behind. Abraham was Abraham, on the day that he followed God, was one of the most wealthiest men of the world. Archaeologists tell us that they have found the home that Abraham was raised in, and that it was a fabulous mansion where Abraham was raised. Then from Abraham, we come down and we have Joseph, who was a remnant. Cast out, but Joseph preserved the people of the Lord. Then out of the children of Israel, we had another remnant, Joshua and Caleb, just two, who stood forth, the remnant. And then we had Gideon and his 300. And Samson stood forth as a judge and a remnant. Samson wasn't pure, but in Samson's time of distress, he called on the name of the Lord, and God heard him. And if we call on the name of the Lord, even though we're not pure and we have things that are unclean in us, we seek after the Lord, we call on the name of the Lord, God will hear and answer our prayers. We had Daniel, a remnant, who was stood forth to rule and to reign, and yet he was put in the lion's den, and God preserved him. The three Hebrew children, God's always had a remnant who declared that no matter what, Jesus was Lord, and God was first in their life. And today, the Lord is seeking those who will declare that Jesus is Lord. He's looking for those who are not ashamed of the name of the Lord Jesus, who are not ashamed to declare that he's Lord of our lives. And we're not ashamed to stand forth and declare that he heals, that he delivers, and that he restores. We may be laughed at, we may be scorned, and we may say, "Well, it didn't happen." Some may say it don't happen, and it didn't happen. But still yet, we stand forth to declare the word of the Lord that it is true. And even though we may not see it happen, we still lay hands and believe that it will happen. And if we believe, and then we believe and believe some more, God will answer the desires of our hearts and of your hearts, and we will see the salvation of the Lord amongst the dead. And that's what we have. The world is dead, basically, to the things of the Lord. And we are the light to bring salvation and to bring life to the world through that which the Lord is raising up in this hour. In Matthew chapter 22, verse 14, it's a little short verse, very few words in it, but it says, "Many are called, but few are chosen." Many are called. The Lord's calling us all. But then, after he calls us, he's looking for the faithful. And then from the faithful are the chosen. and help us to desire to be faithful, that we may be considered to be chosen of the Lord for this hour that we live in, to bring restoration to the family of God, to God's people. And also in the middle of the restoration, there's judgment. And those who are the remnant are also those who bring the judgment. Joshua and Caleb were those who led the children of Israel to bring judgment unto the nations that were round about them. Then when they went into Canaan land to take the land, they also brought judgment to those things that were contrary to the word of the Lord. And the remnant will also bring judgment in the land to that which is contrary to God's word today. We don't understand how, but I believe the Spirit of the Lord will begin to move on his people. And they will begin to declare the judgments of the Lord, and those judgments will come to pass. I don't think it'll be done frivolously. Now, I've heard some judgments declared and things that I didn't agree with. But I believe that when the anointing of the Lord falls on his people and God's judgment is brought forth, that it shall come to pass because the word of the Lord shall declare it to be so. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, we read, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love. Now that's the part that we need to come into, that we need to seek after, to be holy before the Lord, that we may be without blame. And God is calling his people, those that he is separating, he's calling everyone, but those that are desiring to be what the Lord wants them to be, he's requiring a walk of holiness and separation. And we don't exactly understand all of that yet, but the Lord is beginning to bring a revelation of the word of the Lord back to us, taking in the entire scripture, not just parts of it, but the entire scripture. He's bringing back a revelation and an understanding of holiness and separation unto him, and not in holiness in foolishness, but holiness in righteousness before the Lord. We've had a lot of so-called holiness in the last 50, 60, and 70 years, which was outward holiness and not inward holiness. Now, in the midst of all of that, there were many, many people who truly desired and sought to truly be holy before the Lord. And there was others who used that as a show to show how holy they were by the way they looked. And the looks didn't count. It was what in the heart that God's looking for. And if the heart seeks after holiness, the outward appearance will also have holiness that will be right before the Lord. We will look right, we will dress right, and we will act right. It's because we are truly seeking God's holiness in our hearts to be holy and righteous before him. So he will accept us, and we can be that portion that he wants us to be for his people. In Ezekiel chapter 8 and verse 16, says, and he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house. And behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men, with their backs toward the temple of the Lord, and their faces toward the east. And they worshipped the sun toward the east. Then he said unto me, hast thou seen this, O son of man? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah, that they commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence, and have returned to provoke me to anger, and lo, they put the branch to their nose. They were men who claimed to be men of God, sitting at the door of the temple, the house of the Lord, and yet they were an abomination to the Lord. And help us that we are not an abomination to the Lord, declaring that we are one thing before the people, and yet another thing before the Lord. For God can see and know our hearts and the desires of our hearts, and help our desire to be towards him and not towards the abominations of the land around about us. Help us not to be as these who sat at the temple door, and yet their heart was not towards God. Their heart was towards the things of the world and the things of the flesh, even though they sat at the temple door. In Leviticus 18 and 26, ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and now then, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you. For all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled. And the land, that the land spew not you out also when you defile it, as it spewed out the nations that were before you. For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commit them, shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore shall you keep mine ordinances, that you commit not any of these abominable customs which were committed before you, that you defile not yourselves therein. I am the Lord your God. Now, you can study for yourself the abominations and the abominable things. If you haven't studied them, you need to make a study of them so you know what they are. And you need to seriously consider them and to ask the Lord if these things still apply to your life today. I believe that they do. I think that the abominable things that God tells us in Leviticus and Deuteronomy, that we still are bound by those things today. And when we do not adhere to them, I believe that we are doing things contrary to the word of the Lord, and the blessing of the Lord will not fully rest upon us as the Lord would like to bless us unless we adhere to his word completely. I do not, for one, want to be one that the Lord will spew out or will hold anything against me because of some little thing that I think that I can do because I want to. But I'd rather do things that I could do and still not do them, just to be on the safe side, so that I can be what the Lord wants me to be before him. It's better to be a little bit cautious than to be the other way and then be sorry sometime later on. And a lot of people say, oh, you're narrow-minded. That's not true. It's foolishness. Well, I think I'd rather be a little narrow-minded and a little foolish that way than foolish the other way and then hear the Lord say, depart from me, I know you not, because we have been disobedient to his word. And so my desire is to seek after the ways of the Lord and to walk therein, that I may have his blessing in all that I seek to do. There I will be a blessing to the Lord. And then if we're a blessing to the Lord, then we will automatically be a blessing to each other as we seek after him to serve him. Let's go back over to the 11th chapter of Ezekiel. Ezekiel 11 and verse 19. He says, and I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. And I will take the stony heart out of your flesh and will give you a heart of flesh, that you may walk in my statutes and keep mine ordinances and do them. And you shall be my people, and I will be your God. But as for those whose heart walketh after the heart of their detestable things and their abominations, I will recompense their way upon their own heads, saith the Lord God. And I want the Lord to be a blessing. I want him to bless me and not to recompense upon me for doing things that are abominable in his sight. But I want to walk in the way of the Lord. I want the Lord to guide me, to direct me, to bless all that I do, because I want my heart to be right before him, that I do it for his glory and for the glory of the Lord. Let's turn over to Joel chapter 2 and verse 32. It says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in the mountain of praise and in the place of peace shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. And as we gather together here today, we are gathered together, we're a remnant. And I believe that the Lord's calling every one of us, or you wouldn't travel and you wouldn't come and you wouldn't be seeking to know the things of the Lord and to come into a better understanding and to come into a place where you have deliverance in your own life from things that torment and bother you, so that you can walk holy and righteous before the Lord. So, I believe that the Lord is calling each one of you here, each one of us, that to a place of deliverance, so that we can stand forth and declare that Jesus is Lord of our lives, and then we in turn can help others to find the Lord in a way that they are seeking after to know him. As we go back to wherever we come from, we go back with an ability in our hearts and lives to bring others to a place of deliverance, so that they'll be free from the torments and things that torment them, the many that have come down from their ancestors. We'll probably get into a study of before this week is over, of things that visit upon us that we have no control over, but they're there. And there's a place that we can be free from them. And God has made a way to free us from those places. And we'll be dealing with that before the week is over. Let's turn back over to the book of Romans. Ezekiel 7th chapter. I'm going to read verse 5 again, which we already read. It said, "Even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace." And I believe that God is dividing and separating out at this time those people who are making up that remnant that are to stand forth before the nations and declare that Jesus is Lord of all the earth, and that we are coming into that place through deliverance, through teaching, through all that the Lord is showing us in this hour, of the revelation of His Word that's coming forth. And as you listen, and as you hear, as you put your ear to hear, you hear a new voice coming out across the earth today, across America. It's a voice of the Word of the Lord coming through the television ministry. It's coming through the teachers that God's raising up. It's coming through James Robinson. The Lord is mightily using him at this hour. He doesn't declare to be a Pentecostal or such, but bless God, he's got more fire of God in him in his last few months than the majority of the Pentecostals. And people are they're listening to him. But God's using him to bring a revelation of the Word of the Lord to his people today. And God is, Jimmy Swaggart, God is moving on him in a great manifestation of the power of salvation and the Holy Ghost. And God's moving in the Pentecostal realm. And God is gathering together his people to show them that the power of God is still manifest in his Word, in the Word of the Lord. Let's turn over to Philippians chapter 4. Verse 6, we'll start reading. "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." And that's what we need to do. And then strife and fault-finding and these things will not be able to be in our hearts as Satan would like to put them there. If we think on these things, they'll crowd out those other things. "And those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen me do, and the God of peace shall be with you." So, if we think on those things and seek then to do that which we find in the Scriptures that Jesus did, to do those things and to stand forth, even though we don't feel we have the ability to do it, even though we don't feel we're able, with the need, we see the need and somebody requests prayer or want help, we do it anyway. We do it because the Word says to do it. And because Jesus did it, we do it. And then we leave it to the Lord to take care of the finished product in the situation. But if we learn to step forth and to do it regardless of what we think or feel, if we do it, then God will be faithful to bring a result. We may not see the result today, but that is none of our business. It's up to God to bring forth the result. But he has to have us to be willing to do it. If we don't have anybody that's willing, anybody that's determined to step forth and declare the word of the Lord, there can't be any results that will declare it, so there can be a result. And therefore, we must determine in our hearts that we will declare that Jesus is Lord, and we'll stand forth to meet the needs, even though we don't know how or don't see it accomplished. We'll stand forth to meet the needs of the people. Then the Lord will bring to pass the result. And I want to be a chosen one. I want to be willing to serve the Lord. And I want every one of us here to be willing to be likewise, that we determine to be what the Lord wants us to be, that we make up our mind that Jesus is Lord, and that we will serve him regardless of every circumstance, regardless of every condition. We will serve the Lord and determine that he shall be and is Lord of our lives. Now, we sang a chorus earlier that fits in just exactly to what we've been talking about this morning. And I think we need to sing that in closing. That I will, thy will, in my life, to do. Amen. It's our place to determine that we're going to serve the Lord in that capacity, that we will, that God's will be done in our lives. Father, I pray that that shall be the desire of every heart here, to serve thee, that your will be done in our lives, that you may be glorified and magnified, that we may be stand forth to declare and do declare that Jesus is Lord of each one of our lives. And I thank you for it. I praise you for it. Now, Lord, I pray your anointing, your blessing over the rest of the services this day. I thank you for your presence, for your mighty power to come forth as we declare that Jesus is Lord to heal and deliver and set the captives free. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.